Easy steps to build a pavilion. Building a pavilion in your backyard can be an extremely fascinating idea. A pavilion will offer shelter from the intense sun rays during the summer month barbecues and other outdoor events. The pavilion could be natural, could have a wood floor or cement floor. While selecting the size of the pavilion, it is advisable to keep in mind that number of people you will basically entertain. You need get it designed large enough for covering one standard size picnic table for small get-togethers, and at least two for big gatherings. Easy steps for building a pavilion. You can either choose to build the pavilion yourself or hire a landscape designer who has great experience in building ponds in Oakville as well as designing and building pavilions. Nevertheless, to give you an idea about how the pavilion is built, let us discuss the steps. The process begins with measuring the floor area. For cemented floor, you require digging 2 inches into the ground and arrange boards as borders against the edge of the area which you have dug out. Now you require pouring the cement into the form. The simple way of undertaking this task is hiring a cement truck. You can additionally rent a portable cement mixture. In the next step, you require digging post holes every 6 feet, 5 inches away from the cement and 1 to 2 feet deep. Now you require screwing or nailing boards around the top outside the posts for forming a frame. You need to build enough trusses for covering the pavilion from one end to the other, approximately 4 to 5 feet apart. In the next step for building pavilion Thornhill, you require attaching the trusses to the frame with the use of hurricane straps. These straps come with screw holes where the screws need to be placed. Now you require covering the trusses with plywood and nail it perfectly. You can begin with the bottom of the roof and move on towards covering the plywood with different rows of tar or roofing paper. Finally, you require laying out the first row of shingles on the roof and nailing the shingle using a nail vertically centered on the outer edge of the shingle. Continue with overlapping the first shingle with the second one and move on towards attaching it using a nail vertically centered on the outer edge of the second shingle. You require working your way towards the bottom of the roof. Take the assistance of a landscape designer specializing in pavilion and jacuzzi Vaughn to ensure easy and smart building. For more information you can visit here, http://www.turaquatics.ca.